Well, in the last half an hour, the government has announced it will conduct an inquiry into the procurement of Queensland's next generation rolling stock trains and their failure to comply with disability laws. This has been an ongoing battle. These trains, $4.4 billion for 75 new trains. It's been just a saga and one drama after the next. Retired District Court Judge Michael Ford will conduct the inquiry. It will commence in August and report to the government with recommendations late this year. Online is one man that I'm sure is pretty happy about this because he's been calling for it for quite some time. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. Yeah, great day.
Well, it's something you've been calling for quite some time. Will it achieve anything?
I think it will. They need to go through a proper inquiry process and actually identify what went wrong with the project such that we don't repeat it. We still need more trains on our rail network in southeast Queensland after Cross River Rail opens. And so they need to get these sort of major projects correct. I mean, this is a project that's over $4.5 billion. The trains, as we know, are not compliant in terms of the Disability Discrimination Act and the associated disability standards for accessible public transport. And we need to get to the bottom of it. There are a number of key questions. As you mentioned, Mark, we've been calling for an inquiry now for over a year, and in the last 3 months, we started our own inquiry in frustration, hoping that we might be able to somehow engineer the government to move on inquiry, and that's what they've done today. I think using the retired District Court Judge, Mr. Michael Ford, I think will be a good process. The initial statement indicates that they will examine all relevant documents, and particularly the cabinet documents. We think that's fairly essential to get those out there. And both the ALP and the previous LNP administration and the present LNP administration have indicated that they're happy to do that under the circumstances of a formal inquiry. So this is a good thing, Mark.
Yeah, and it's been three premiers. It started with Anna Bligh, didn't it, through to Campbell Newman, and now with Anastasia Palaszczuk. So we've had three separate governments dealing with this.
Exactly, yeah. The NGR got serious in 2010, so there's a fair bit to be examined there. We've seen in Parliament each side blaming each other. We just don't think that's good enough. We're not particularly interested in a political blame game as such. We just want to make sure that the problems are properly identified such that steps are taken to put into the procurement procedures, processes that make sure these sort of major blunders simply don't happen again. But I mean, we're in trouble. The new generation trains are 18 months behind. Queensland Rail is struggling with an aged train fleet, which is prone to breakdown, constant breakdown, as listeners would know, with the random cancellations and trains being forced to skip stations and so forth. It's getting very, very difficult. So we really do need to get to the bottom of the issue. And, you know, well done the government finally announcing an inquiry. We welcome it.
Yes, and it will look at the whole procurement of these trains, but I hope also that we'll look into Queensland Rail in general and how the government and government departments interact with Queensland Rail, because that has to have some impact as well, doesn't it?
It certainly does. As we understand it, Queensland Rail was actually sidelined at some fairly critical points along the NGR pathway, if you like. And so all that needs to be examined. Queensland Rail's back on board now, and they're obviously trying to test and get the trains introduced to service along with the consortium led by Bombardier. But nonetheless, a lot's gone wrong with this project. The trains, hopefully, can be rectified and brought up to the proper standard. The government's indicated that they will do that, and they will use Downer EDI at Maryborough to fix the trains, make them compliant. But that's a fairly costly process, Mark. That's at least $150 million additional to the $4.4 billion of the initial contract.
And where are we there with that at the moment?
Well, we don't know. I understand there was a meeting today, but I haven't heard any results of that particular meeting. But I understand they are progressing. in terms of what they're going to do to fix the trains, if you like, fix the new generation rolling stock trains. But nothing's been made public at this point, Mark.
Well, this could be a courageous decision by the government today, the release, the announcement that they're going to have this inquiry, or they know where the bodies lie, and it could be embarrassing for Campbell Newman's government, because I can't imagine that the Premier would announce an inquiry into something that she knows could be explosive for her government. So it's watch this space, isn't it?
Well, it's correct, but the work that we've done in working up to our own inquiry and what we've been able to find out through what's on the public domain, and there's a fair bit of information out there in the public domain, Mark, and also right to information processes. We think both sides have not done the right thing here, but we're not particularly interested in that, in the political blame game as such. What we want identified is what went wrong and what needs to be done in the future to make sure that future train acquisitions are done so that we don't have these problems ever again.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for the opportunity, mate.
Bye. Robert Dow.